Good morning, my lord. You're early today. Of course I'm happy to see you. I'm just a little surprised. Can I do something for you? I was just reading. Yes, I had a lovely breakfast. Your kitchen wench outdid herself. Why are you asking? Really? Are you going to take me outside today? Yay! It's been a week since you took me out last. No! Don't apologize. You still come to talk every day, even if it's just for a while. I know you've had a lot to do. Keeping control of the realm these days has been really taxing on you. Shutting down the uprising and all that. I'm just really excited to see the outside world with you again. Oh, my lord, are you really going to make me wear that leash again? Do you still not trust me to run away? Okay, I understand. I'll brush my hair aside. Here, you can just attach it to my collar. Let's go. Listen, I can hear the birds already. Wow, the weather is beautiful. The sun feels so nice against my skin. Thank you for taking me out today, my lord. Where are we going? Oh yeah? Just taking a stroll around the garden sounds lovely. It's so pretty here. And it would be a little scary to go beyond the gate. I know you would protect me if anything happened, but you can protect me here too, where it's safe. This is absolutely wonderful, my lord. Your gardeners are amazing. All these colors and the toberry shapes, it's like a collection of art. That one is, that one's shaped like you. It's a bush statue of you. Oh, you're so handsome. Can we go to the flower baskets over there? I love the purple shade it has. What are they called? Are you playing with me? Unicorn petals isn't a real flower, right? I don't know if I should believe you or not, but whatever they're called, they're pretty, and I like them. Really? Yes, I'd love to have a bouquet of them and myself. Thank you, my lord, you're so sweet. Yes, you are. There's no one else around. You don't have to act with me. You know that. I know you're not the grim lord you want everyone else to think you are. You can be quite the softie. Yes, a softie. Remember the slave who accidentally broke your precious vase? You told everyone he was going to suffer greatly for his foolery, and when no one saw him again, everyone feared for the worst. But you told me the truth. You didn't hurt him at all. You just banished him. If you were truly evil, you would have starved him in your dungeon or had him tortured like the thieves. So, no matter what the others think, I know you're a kind master. What do who think about you? You mean the other servants? Well, I think for the most part, everyone respects you. They're afraid to do wrong because they don't want to upset you, but they're not unhappy being here. They're mostly thankful they have a job and a place to stay, I think. They get food and shelter, and that's enough for them to be grateful. I wouldn't know all that much of it, of course. It's not like I get to spend a lot of time with them, but that's the impression I've been given, at least. They definitely buy the charade that you put on. No one but me knows the truth. And I would never betray your trust. Your kitchen wench believes that you're abusing me when you come to my cell in the evenings. She stays to chat for a while when she delivers my meals. She always comments on how strong I am for keeping my spirits up. I like her. Oh, and a secret. Sometimes she sneaks me some extra treats on the weekends, like an extra slice of pie. You can't punish her for that, though, all right? You don't know about it. Promise? Good. What is it? Of course I'm happy to be here. Why are you asking me that, my lord? I mean, just look at this place. It's beautiful. And from here, the view over the lake is amazing. It's glistening in the sunlight. It's just... yeah, I'm happy. Oh, happy to live as your captive. I don't like it when you say I'm a captive. It makes it sound like I'm here against my will, and I'm not. I like it here, and you treat me well. I'm safe, I'm clean, I'm always looked after, and I look forward to your visits in the evening, so I'm happy you picked me. But if I'm allowed to speak freely, it's just the fact that you don't trust me that hurts. I've been here for 2 years now, and you still feel the need to have me on a leash when we go outside. I know you're lonely, and I know you don't want to risk me fleeing, and I know you fear that I would share your secrets with the Resistance. I just wish you understood that I want to stay with you. But I understand why you worry. You took me prisoner to keep me as a sex slave, and back then it's not like I was just going to let that happen. I didn't know you. All I knew was that you raided my city and took me prisoner. Of course, I tried to fight and said some cruel things, but that was 2 years ago, and you haven't touched me in that way since then. I've told you countless times at this point. I've forgiven you long ago. And what would it take for me to prove that I'm loyal to you? I'd do anything. I'd let you do anything. I mean, if you want to use me for the reason you captured me in the first place, I'd let you. If it would prove anything, I want you to. Would that satisfy you, my lord? I'll show you my devotion with my body. You picked me for a reason 2 years ago. You could have taken anyone, but you picked me. Have I changed? Do I not arouse you anymore? I know you would flog any other slave who even suggested these things, but I believe I'm special to you. So, I'm just going to move up really close and it's okay. I've wanted you to touch me like this for a long time. My breast feels so good in your big hand. My entire body shivers when you grope me like that. You own me. You can do whatever you want with me. Ripped off my shirt. You feel so warm against my skin. You're holding me so tight. My ass. Yes. You can play with my body. I forgot this feeling of seeing you on top of me. How much bigger you are. I remember how I couldn't stop you even when I wanted to. But I don't want to stop you now. I want you to use me as you wish, and I'll prove that no matter what you do, I will never leave your side. Because I know you won't hurt me. But oh, you're taking out your cock. It's so much bigger than I remember. Okay, I'll use my mouth. I can barely fit you in my mouth. But you taste so good. So hot. Am I doing okay? Does it feel good? Grab my head and control the pace. I'll just Yes, my lord, my body belongs to you. What do you want me to do? Oh, yes. I'll turn around. And you want to fuck me from behind? Of course. You're pushing me to the ground. Oh, I'm sorry. Is this better? Oh my god. Is that your cock you're rubbing against my ass? It's covered in my drool. Yes. I'm ready for you. Just push it in. Fuck. You're inside me. I want to make you happy. That's all I want. Yeah. you to keep fucking me like this, please. I'm sorry. I won't tell you what to do. I just... fuck. Okay. I'll be quiet.
It's just that I kind of like it. It's proof that you own me when I'm alone, and I sometimes look at it and remember where I am, and it makes me feel safe. Does that make sense? I can keep it. Oh, thank you, my lord. What do you mean I won't be alone anymore? You're going to take me to your master room? Really? I'm so happy. Does that mean I'm going to become your concubine? Yes, of course I want to. Yes, yes, 1,000 times yes. So, will I be free to walk around the mansion? My lord, you don't have to let me walk freely immediately. I can stay in your chambers. I don't mind. You'll let me out. I'll probably stay in your chambers at first anyway. It'll be scary to walk around alone. I feel safer in bed waiting for you to return. I will. will make sure the bed is warmed up when you get back. I will never leave your side. I will stay with you forever. I promise.